This is Radio Nepal. I'm Kaushal Ghimire with the news, the headlines first. Election Commission urges concerned sites to comply with Election Code of Conduct as second phase of election campaign begins from today. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewar to address election assemblies and rallies in Dadeldhura from today. Germany announces to enlist Nepal again in list of countries receiving bilateral assistance. And a study shows there will be an acute shortage of water and food in the countries of the Middle East due to climate change. Now the news in detail. The Election Commission has urged the parties and candidates to comply with the Election Code of Conduct as the second phase of the election campaign starts today. Addressing a press conference organized by the Election Commission in Kathmandu yesterday, Chief Election Commissioner Dinesh Kumar Thapalia said the parties and candidates were allowed to organize rallies, mass assemblies and corner meetings in course of the election campaign from today till the 17th of November. He said that the Election Commission has so far asked for clarifications from 71 individuals and organizations in connection to the violation of the Election Code of Conduct. The Chief Election Commissioner said they would take decisions on the complaints of code violation received so far by the 11th of November. Meanwhile, the Election Commission has prohibited the use of government vehicles by federal or provincial ministers and the office bearers of the local units in the election campaign. Prime Minister and Nepali Congress President Shahbadur Dewar reached Thangadi yesterday. A candidate of Nepali Congress for House of Representatives from Dadeldhura district, Dewar is scheduled to go there today for election campaigning. He will address election assemblies organized at different places from the 3rd to 6th of November in Dadeldhura district. Prime Minister Shahbadur Dewar has congratulated Lula da Silva, the Brazilian president, on his election to the post. Prime Minister Dewar took to Twitter to congratulate the Brazilian leader. Prime Minister Dewar said he looked forward to working together to further strengthen Nepal-Brazil friendship. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma and a team led by Parliamentary State Secretary of the Federal Ministry of Economic Cooperation and Development of Germany, Barbel Kofler, held a meeting yesterday. During the meeting held at the Ministry of Finance, the matters related to the development priority areas of Nepal and Germany, as well as continuation of cooperation, were discussed. Germany has announced to enlist Nepal again in the list of the countries receiving bilateral assistance. On the occasion, Finance Minister Sharma thanked the continuous support of Germany in Nepal's economic development endeavours and democratic process. The chief of the International Cooperation Division of the Finance Ministry, Ishwari Arial, said discussion was held on the exchange of cooperation in the areas of renewable energy and health. German Ambassador to Nepal, Dr. Thomas Prinz, as well as other members of the visiting German delegation, were present on the occasion. The Council of Ministers has approved a proposal forwarded by the Tourism Ministry regarding Nepal's separate flight agreements with the United States of America and Switzerland. The Cabinet meeting held yesterday approved the proposal prepared by the Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal. The Civil Aviation Authority of Nepal said it will forward a procedure to reach agreements with the United States and Switzerland after having bilateral discussions and mutual understanding. Meanwhile, Kuwait Air will begin direct chartered flights to Gautam Buddha International Airport from today onwards. It is also preparing to conduct regular flights to the airport. Likewise, domestic company Himalayan Airlines will also begin chartered flights to and from Lumbini and Kuala Lumpur from today itself. Minister for Home Affairs Balkrishna Khan has expressed his confidence that November 20 elections would be held in a peaceful atmosphere. In a province-level security meeting at Butwal yesterday, Home Minister Card reassured that the federal and provincial elections would be held in a fearless environment in coordination among the government employees and security agencies. The Home Minister reaffirmed that the government was ever committed for the protection of citizens' lives and their properties. Hearing in the rape case against the suspended captain of the national cricket team, Sandeep Lamichhane, started yesterday in the District Court of Kathmandu. Although the detention hearing against Lamichhane began before the bench of Judge Madhav Prasad Kimire, it was again postponed for today. The hearing will continue today, where the lawyers from the defendant's side will present their arguments. A case was registered at the court on last Monday against Lamichhane on the charge of raping a 17-year-old girl. You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे ऊ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजू
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ बाबुजू
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है
हस् हस् बाउजू
ओए वाइफाई होला नि पासवर्ड माग्न
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि
ए हो र
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14# ह्यास डायल गर्न
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार
You're listening to Radio Nepal's 8am English News Bulletin. On to some international updates now. A study has shown that there will be an acute shortage of water and food in the countries of the Middle East, coupled with a drastic increase in temperature due to climate change. The report entitled Living on the Edge, published a few days before the United Nations Climate Change Conference, COP27, in Egypt, states that such problems will be concentrated in Algeria, Egypt, Lebanon, Morocco, Tunisia, and the United Arab Emirates. The Middle East is warming almost twice as fast as the global average, making its food and water supplies extremely vulnerable to climate change. The report states that all areas of the six countries studied are at high risk of water scarcity, which will have negative impacts on agriculture and human health. Drought and water shortages will affect crop production in those countries, increasing dependence on food imports, the report has mentioned. North and South Korea have fired a number of missiles into waters near each other's coast, escalating hostilities. According to the BBC, North Korea launched its most missiles in a single day, at least 23, including one that landed less than 60 kilometers off the South Korean city of Sokcho. South Korea responded with warplanes firing three air-to-ground missiles over the disputed maritime demarcation line. Later, North Korea fired six more missiles and a barrage of 100 artillery shells. North Korea says the launches are in response to large-scale military exercises currently being held by South Korea and the United States, which it calls aggressive and provocative. On Tuesday, Pyongyang warned that the United States and South Korea would pay the most horrible price in history if they continued their joint military drills. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today, according to the Meteorological Forecasting Division. The weather will be partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province No. 1, Bagmati Province, Gandaki Province and Karnali Province, and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Light rain is likely to occur at one or two places in the hilly regions of Karnali Province. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin, but before wrapping up, the headlines once again. Election Commission urges concerned sites to comply with Election Code of Conduct as second phase of election campaign begins from today. Prime Minister Shahbahadur Dewa were to address election assemblies and rallies in Donildura from today. Germany announces to enlist Nepal again in list of countries receiving bilateral assistance. And a study shows there will be an acute shortage of water and food in the countries of the Middle East due to climate change. Well, that's all the news we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np. Keep listening to Radio Nepal and have a good day.